Hey everybody, it is November 16th, 2017. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 86. What's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's up, radio voice time? Let's do this.
We gotta get the radio voice.
Well, you read 94.1 for me, and I'm going to hey, I'm curious. I got a question for you guys.
Yep. I got an answer. You go first.
Okay. So, there's a movie that comes out Friday. Its name is actually tomorrow. A movie that comes out tomorrow. It's going to be a dark movie. Dark, brooding movie with death and despair all around, right? What's the movie?
Justice League.
Yes. Right? Good job, Ryan. Ryan, tell me the members of the Justice League that are in this movie.
There is Batman and sort of Superman and The Flash. And Aquaman, and Wonder Woman,
and one more.
And Ant-Man? I don't know. I wouldn't have seen him if he was like shrunk in size. I think he's from a different universe. But that's
you have to have a token one of these.
I did pretty good. I probably surprised a few people.
You did. You did good. You did good.
Who admits? Token guy.
It's basically like in the superhero world, we ask you to count to 10, and you're like, I did it!
But that's like, because I'm like effectively a three-year-old in the super. And when your three-year-old counts to 10, you're like, nice job.
Whatever. The last person is, of course, Cube Man. Now, what I want to know from you guys is...
Ryan's still confused.
You need a moral authority to be your judge, your jury, and your executioner from the Justice League. Which one of those three are filling the roles of judge, jury, and executioner? And for the sake of argument, we are not going to put Superman in here because, one, I think it's too
God
easy.
Damn it.
And two, because he's fucking dead in the movies universe right now.
Okay.
So, you wanna go? Again, somebody give the names of the superheroes so Ryan can remember who the last person was.
Okay, we got...
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Oh, yeah.
Superman.
No, we're not doing Superman. Not there.
Batman.
Yep.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Flash.
Okay.
And the most important of all, Aquaman.
Yes. So you need one of those to be your judge in a crime that you may or may not have committed. One of them to be your jury to figure out if you're guilty of the crime you may not have committed. And one to be your executioner because you're obviously guilty for the one that you committed. So who are you picking?
Can I pick one for all three?
Nope.
Damn it.
So judge, jury, and executioner.
Yep.
Okay. I would pick, as the judge, I would pick the Flash.
Ooh, interesting.
I think he has the best heart and the purest moral center. So I think he would take the information and be able to, you know, like, make a good judgment. He would take the information and be able to give out the appropriate verdict based on the information.
Okay.
I think Cyborg and Wonder Woman would be jury members, and I think that Wonder Woman in the movie universe tempers Batman enough, so I think I'd give Cyborg, Batman, and Wonder Woman jury, and I would give Aquaman executioner.
Okay. Any particular reason with Aquaman, or just because he's the last one?
Because Aquaman in the movie is, if you pay attention, he seems like just a guy who's straight up like... would rather throw a trident into some dude's chest before asking a question.
Okay.
He might throw... You're like, ah! And then say, like, I hope I didn't kill you on purpose. I'm sorry.
My man!
Right, exactly.
Ride's not over yet.
Right.
Okay, next. Anybody else want to go?
All right, I'll go. So for Judge, I have Aquaman. He's already a king, he's already overseas, he's already used to making those type of decisions. So, he is my judge.
Like it.
My jury, I only went with one person, is Wonder Woman. Mainly because she is very hopeful for the for humans and mankind, and would want to see the best, and so I think it'd be easy to maybe get her on my side.
Were you thinking of Wonder Woman, huh? Yep. Cocky motherfucker.
Hey, someone asked me.
Hey.
My executioner is Batman. I don't think killing anybody kind of affects him as much as the others. Flash is a little too young, a little too cocky. Cyborg is just all weirded out about the fact that he's a living computer. And Batman, sometimes he just doesn't care. He'll take you out if he needs to.
All right, sounds good. I'm happy with that answer. We got two more people.
All right, I'm ready. I'm going to go. Ooh. I would vote Judge is Cyborg because computers make logical decisions.
Fucking say computers.
So that's pretty good.
And AI the jury, can't be wrong.
I think I go with Wonder Woman on the jury because I do think she seems hopeful, at least in the movie universe, you know, and sort of sees good in humans. And then I will say, for Executioner, I'll go with the Flash because he'll make it quick.
That's what I was thinking. That's not bad. All right. All right, good job. Adam, what about you? And Aquaman cannot do everything.
I think Aquaman can do everything.
I hope he fucking dies in this movie.
He's not gonna die. He's awesome.
I hope he's just on a. They show him like on a, in a desert flopping around like a fish.
Right. All right. So
like, why?
Here's how I would run it down. I would say Wonder Woman is the judge because I think she has probably got a really good moral compass. Since she was raised by moral Amazons, maybe. Okay.
Wolves.
No.
She was raised by wolves.
Wolves. I think jury would be Flash, because he seems to be naive enough to, and not corrupted enough. So, like, Batman is definitely, he's got opinions on everything, and he's not corrupted, but he's been exposed. Whereas, like, the Flash has not been exposed a whole lot. And then, of course, my executioner is going to be Aquaman, because Aquaman don't give a shit.
Because Adams will die in ecstasy if Aquaman is the one that kills and shoots the killing blow.
I would love that.
I knew it.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Right?
Okay, that's cool.
Because I feel, well, the other thing is, I feel Aquaman has already carried out, he's pretty much been a judge, jury, and an executioner already, so I pretty much think that he would rule in the part of executioner.
All right. Sounds good. And there's no wrong answer here, right? But I'll give you guys the right answer. So my jury is fucking Wonder Woman. She's going to be able to not be corrupted by the evils of men. Mm-hmm. She's going to find out the logic of what's going on, and she is going to be hot and awesome to look at. My judge is obviously the Flash, because he's going to be like happy and be like, hey, whatever the jury thinks is cool, and I'll give you the leniest sentence I can, but you know, I can only do what I can do. And he's going to make quips the entire time that we all laugh about. And of course, my executioner is going to be Batman, because he's not going to kill me. He's going to throw me in Gotham fucking asylum for a while.
Oh,
and I get to live out my life there.
I would have changed it, yes, if it wasn't movie Batman, who has straight up ganked people constantly.
That's true. That's true. Interesting that, did anybody not get, Cyborg only got used once, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, fucking robot man. Even Ryan don't even know anything about him.
I think my reasoning was reasonable, though.
Of course, because it's a stupid question that we could have any reasoning for. So,
of all the guys,
I'm glad you like my reasoning.
Of all the superheroes, I think you would get on board with, I believe it would be Cyborg.
I don't know. What I do know is that we should start the podcast. So let's get going.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. 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 Turn up the party.
Woo! Okay, so it is the night before fucking
Justice League.
Justice League Eve, if you will. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, if we're keeping on the Justice League thing, the critics have not released the scores for Justice League. At least Rotten Tomato has not released a score for Justice League.
I don't think they yet. Were able to. Like, I think if you did it, you like you weren't you couldn't do it and get an early screening. Remember they made that rule? They're like
there was an embargo on all reviews until yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Do anything
until yesterday. They won't let you do it. That's just kind of like Disney's got fucking rules. Whatever they want to do, they do.
Wow. I guess I don't read articles, so Warner Brothers?
Yeah. And that's kind of what you do. You're like, fuck you.
Because
we talked about it a few weeks ago because of the backlash against Batman, and they're like, we want people to go into this with a clear slate. Fuck critics. And you know what? I kind of want to watch it with a clear slate, too, and not be tampered with by those fucking critics.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I've stayed away from a lot of stuff just because I don't want to be spoiled, but I want to see if on my own merit, if there's been any the changes that they say that have taken place, let me see if it really helps.
How long movie is it?
2 hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. Yeah.
2 hours flat.
It's actually kind of quick for a superhero movie, especially a bunch of fucking characters in it and stuff. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
especially it's got, what, three characters that they really haven't done any world building with?
Right, that's what I mean. You gotta
or
do
two,
a bunch
really,
of stuff
right? Flash and Aquaman.
Have they done anything much with Cyborg either?
No.
Cyborg. Yep, you're right. So that is three.
Yeah, it's kind of a different approach. They're like, let's throw them all in the movie, then we'll do their background later kind of thing.
Yeah, it just feels weird, but hey.
Yeah.
Maybe it will work.
Did anybody watch fucking Legends
Stranger
of Tomorrow?
Things?
Legends of Tomorrow this week?
It was called Helen Hunt.
This week.
It was pretty good. It's called Helen Hunt, and they do go.
Yeah.
What? They go to the Themyscira and stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, to try and get Helen of Troy.
It's pretty awesome. I thought it was really cleverly.
That show is so it's like perfectly on the nose. It's great.
It is on my docket for tomorrow. Okay. So,
Dave would have watched it, but he's not feeling so good.
It's true.
But I'm here.
He's got diarrhea.
Pump the mouth and
butt.
Anyway. Moving on. Next.
Moving on from my butt pro.
Not talking about my
butt. Not talking about my butt props.
We talk about Deadpool's wet on wet teaser.
Oh god, that
trailer.
Was a good trailer.
That was hilarious.
I did not watch this yet.
Basically, it starts off as him dressed up as Bob Ross.
Everybody loves Bob Ross.
And the funny thing, there's like this jokes right away, here. Like, remember when he's actually in, like, the colors, and he's all like, hey, you know, here's a little of this color. All the colors have great names. Like Men in Black and Betty White.
Yeah. box office gold.
Gold. Box office gold.
Doc Brown,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc Brown, yeah.
Mix a little Betty White with something.
He just starts wiping it, and then they cut back, and it's done.
Which is the way Bob Ross did it. You'd watch it and be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you're like, the fuck did you do?
Happy little trees.
Right. It was really funny. It's like, look at them snowy hills. Oh, I just want to be in that a powder. Man, I love cocaine.
Maybe I need a little rock over here. A little rock here. Yeah. A little bigger rock here.
Yeah.
There's no mistakes.
Yeah, that was released. And what I thought is, from the makers of San Andreas, a fine rock film. Rampage, like the video game,
like
is straight up a
game?
Movie.
Yes,
they come up with a reason why there's a giant gorilla and why there's a giant wolf and why there's a giant crocodile.
Well, I mean,
why are they destroying a city?
I mean, they made fucking Battleship, and I was entertained by it. So I'm not saying this isn't going to be entertaining.
No, and it has the
I have
rock
yet
in
to
it.
See Battleship.
Oh, if it's got the rock in it, it's automatically entertaining.
I'm pretty intrigued. This actually was a game when I would play a lot of the arcade.
Well, you're right.
For some reason, it was my go-to.
Yeah. And, well, a lot of places, like, that was the only game. It was either, they had, like, four games. Like, they had this game, a shooting game, a driving game, and, like, some other weird one. And this is the one
for
I played of those four.
Ages.
Oh, yeah.
For
I
ages.
Even bought it for PlayStation, or not PlayStation, well, maybe it was PlayStation 2 or some old console they had it.
It was on the SNES, or...
No, but the PlayStation 2 had, like, an arcade version.
Yeah.
Really?
That you could buy off their like online store.
I had the original version of, I think it was on the classic Nintendo.
Is this from a director of San Andreas?
Absolutely.
<It is.
laughs>
So stupid.
They tell you a couple times.
From the director of San Andreas.
Oh, I really hope the rock turns into some sort of large creature or something.
But the weird thing is, like, in the game, they were like, guys, when you killed them, they would, like, turn back, they're like, mur, 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 and they turn back into a human and go like, mur, mur, mur,
mur. Except for the wolf, didn't the wolf turn back into a chick?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, they turn back
naked chick, yeah.
As long as some point in the movie, they get points somehow for destroying buildings.
Yeah,
and eating people.
But you can't eat, like, people with flamethrowers because that hurts or something. There's certain things that...
In the toilet? You can't eat them while they're on the toilet? Or in the bathtub?
The beginning of the trailer kind of reminded me a little bit of Planet of the Apes, beginning of this new series with James Franco. He's got this whole relationship with...
Sure.
Yep, and that's what Rock's kind of got. He's got this whole zookeeper relationship.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the beginning reminds you of San Andreas.
No, that's later. That's later, when the Rock is like, he's got to have a worn, torn shirt, some
does
blood.
That,
he's gotta be
does that gorilla, the white gorilla, look a lot like the Rock? Like,
like they just made it look like him.
I think so. Like, I think the Rock plays himself, or plays the gorilla.
Yeah.
I don't know,
because he's shown in the movie kind of with the gorilla. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It looks fun.
It looks pretty
stupid.
Good. Let's watch it. Yeah, right. I'm down. We should totally watch that shit.
All right, let's do it right now.
We're watching it. Boom.
Done.
Yeah, so I mean, those are the two kind of trailers that came out. But what else did I see? That was really bad. James Franco is getting into the superhero business. He is going to be in an X-Men movie where he plays
Michael Keaton.
Nope, where he's playing Multiple Man.
Didn't Michael Keaton play Multiple Man?
Oh, Multiple Man.
Nope. Yeah, he will be playing Jamie Madrix. Jamie Madrix, basically his power is that he can complete a bunch of clones of himself. But effectively, for all intents and purposes, they have one hit point. So they basically create a ton of minions of himself where he can send out to do things, but when they all come back to him or they die, he learns whatever they learned. So, but he's really lazy and really annoying and fun, and he is just... a really, you know, like it's a supremely overpowered power. If he wasn't such a, like the characterization of him wasn't just a lazy, kind of good for nothing layabout.
Okay. Sounds like a perfect character for me.
Right.
Isn't Multiple Man a villain?
No, he was in X Factor.
Okay.
Which is the government-sanctioned version of the X-Men.
No, X-Factor is like a reality TV show, is it, on the BBC or something? I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Right.
I don't know. I don't watch the BBC.
But there was a guy who was in one of those X-Men movies that split into multiple people.
Yes, he was in the third one, and he was terrible.
Yeah, they used him as basically an, there's a bunch of heat signatures still. Look, they must all still be there.
Right. But, yes. So, I mean, it's interesting, and I think it would be pretty fun. Like, at one point in time, he's like a private detective because he can do all the parts. He can be taking pictures and interviewing people and do it. He can do basically all the parts of a detective agency by himself.
He should really just get good at like a team sporting event then.
Right.
He could be all the soccer positions or all the basketball positions.
He could be a bobsled team.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, but he does have has limits once he creates like, I don't know, it's like a crazy number. Like he starts like losing control over them and not knowing which one's the real one and stuff like that. So they start fighting each other. Yeah, it gets...
That's cool. I like it. Hey, is there... do they all know what's happening? Like, is it all one hive mind? Or do they all have different personalities, kind of? Or
it's... They all... They think they all think they're the original one.
Oh.
The original one knows that he's the original one. 100% for sure, until he makes enough copies of himself, and then he doesn't know which one's the original one anymore.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. if they get injured, then they die. He, you know, the original one feels pain, not like it's not like I get shot in the head, I instantly die kind of pain. He's like, ow, my head hurts. And then, you know, then the body dies and he gains their memories and all that stuff of their experiences, which is, I think it would be the fun, cool part of sending it out, in the world and learning new things.
There's so many things you could do.
Yes, if you weren't, like, that's the thing, is like, but they characterize him as like a layabout and a wasteaway. Who, like, if it was a regular person, if it was any one of us, it would be like, okay, you go study this, you go do this, you learn this, you know, you go to, and we would be doing a lot of cool stuff.
Although I can see it, like, he might send one to go make money while he watches TV, you know, like it.
Yes, that's basically what happens.
It lends itself to being lazy as well as being powerful.
Isn't there, like, one, a movie like that?
Yeah. Multiplicity.
Multiplicity with, like, Michael Keaton or something.
That's what I said!
But those were incomplete. Those are terrible clones. Like, one was like, we're talking, we're like, bah, I'm not dumb, Michael Keaton. And yeah, it was pretty terrible.
That'd be like the best three-way with yourself.
Jesus Christ, Adam. Sometimes think about what you're going to say and then say.
Right. Yes.
Oh, this guy over here.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, and I thought that was
would
cool.
Would you make out with yourself?
No. I would not make
out with myself at all.
I would not make out
with you. Would you make out with the clone of me?
Well, definitely.
No.
Okay. As long as it's a clone.
Only the real thing. Just
weirdly, I only want the clone. It's very strange.
I thought that was pretty interesting. So. Other than that, like, I didn't see that many things. Someone made a flying Mjolnir too, but that was pretty funny. Flying hammer. It's basically just got like a drone parts and stuff underneath it, so it like just goes like a flying hammer around and stuff like that, which is pretty cool.
Now, if I could just harness that and throw that and carry me around, that'd be awesome.
Oh, well, that's funny. It's a drone, I see.
That's what I said, Ryan.
I was
drone parts.
I see. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's funny.
I like they make it in slow motion so that it looks cool, because otherwise
otherwise it just looks like a very like a mentally challenged version of his weapon. Like a drunk one.
I like that people take this on and they do shit like that. That's a good job.
I think that's good too. I agree.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like, people make pretty cool stuff. But here's the thing. Like, people make stuff that's pretty cool and put it up on the interwebs, and like, people then say like, that's not really that hard, you know, like, I've seen that before. But what's really happening is there's a bajillion people and like a small fraction of them do really cool hard things and then make it seem like it's not impressive. So I guess my point is, when people do these things, it's pretty impressive. It was a lot of work, and sometimes it gets under, it's unappreciated because there's so many people doing cool stuff.
Right.
All I want to know is, what do you want credit for, Ryan? Because I'll totally back you.
I don't want anything. I want
Ryan. Ryan does cool things. It's like,
whatever. I heard there's going to be fireworks this evening. Ryan will get credit for that. So
No technical fireworks.
What? Right. No.
Not what? Unacceptable.
Where's fireworks, man.
And remember that humanoid robot that, like, what was it, like, Boston Dynamics was building that could do pretty human stuff?
Backflips!
Like,
knock it down.
Yeah, it
can do backflips.
Now. It could do, like, straight-up, like, Ninja Warrior-type things where it jumps from box to box, and it that goes, like, and then turns
awesome.
Around and is like, hah! It does a backflip.
This is fucked up. Wait, this is
where's that one? I don't see that video.
It's at the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
We're fucked. This looks very human-like in movement. We're fucked. This is going to kill us. This thing is definitely
I saw that on Twitter, and I was like, oh my god, we're dead now.
Not only do they have creepy robot dogs, they got backflipping robots that could probably
kill us. This was going to be that dog one, because they did, you know how there used to be that dog one? They have smaller dog that's pretty... Oh, yeah, this guy looks superhuman.
Yeah, I mean, we're fucked. If you put a fucking weapon on this thing, like a sword in one arm and a gun in the other, and we're done. Forget about it.
He's like learning...
Or just put AI.
Just any
sort of AI.
Super backflip.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I like how he raises his hand at the end. That's where he's like,
"Yeah, exactly.
I am robot."
At the very end,
bow down before me.
The last few seconds, it shows a couple of failed ones, which is nice. He gives me hope that we're not all dead.
Yet.
Not all gonna die.
Yet.
Am I gonna bow down to my robot overlords? Probably.
See no reason not to.
Right.
Oh yeah, there's him falling on his face. Notice there's no people in the room. Partially that's probably a safety thing. Like, that thing goes a little bit haywire, it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. It's a dangerous thing regardless, but...
Walks over, picks up a pipe, and starts chasing people
just
around.
Starts... I backflip for me!
Give me the power.
Or even if it just, like, identified your shirt as the color of the box that he's supposed to jump on, and he, like, starts running towards you to try to, you know, do a backflip on you, like, that could be terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
He's trying to jump on you.
Speaking of robot lubrications, we all live in Minnesota, and it's a national thing, but we live in Minnesota. But did you see the Keystone pipeline leaked?
Yep. Yeah,
5,000 gallons?
200,000 gallons of water.
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, 200,000.
And they're like, well, we don't think it went into any water supplies.
Like, we don't.
You wouldn't tell us regardless after all the backlash from building this fucking thing. You wouldn't tell us regardless, you sons of bitches.
That happens. Like, it seems to happen very regularly.
The article, like, said it's happened, like, what, let me read, over, 20. I think it's over 200 times since 2000. 200 significant leaks since the year 2000. And yeah, if it gets into the water supply, you're kind of fucked, right?
It's, and they must not have very good, like I thought they had ways of stopping it when something went wrong. Like, losing that much fuel should be easy to detect, I guess.
They detected it, but I think by the time they shut that down, like, that's how much you've lost, kind of. I mean, just think of, like, where the valves might be and how much is in the... I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, well, maybe they need more fucking valves, Chris. Stop fucking supporting the predator, you know.
Get behind
your victim
the Keystone.
Blaming. You're victim blaming.
I need fucking cheap gas, and fuck everybody on the water supply.
Yeah.
Are we going to more politics? Okay, let's go to more politics.
No, that was not politics. No. That was just Minnesota Geographical.
That was
Geographical
totally
thing.
Politics.
That was Minnesota Geographical.
That is Minnesota Geographical. I just think it's annoying when stuff like that, like, which you know could leak, doesn't have a system that makes it so it's not bad.
I agree.
I just think it's really annoying. It's just annoying.
My favorite quote from the protesters were, yeah, we told you. Like, one of the head protesters, like, we'd see this shit happens.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to add is that, did you see the Cards of Humanity company bought a plot of land on the border of Mexico and the U.S.?
Yeah. So
they can't build a wall?
Yeah, they built it. It's like, all right, Trump, you got to use eminent domain now because we bought this land. You're not putting up a fucking wall.
Well, that's awesome. Hilarious.
Yeah, they're awesome. And I think this is the same company that, remember, like, for Christmas, they disclosed what they, because they sold a card that was, or, no, they had, I think this isn't the same company where they had the webpage. They're like, we're selling you nothing. Give us money, and it's, you get nothing.
Dirt. You get dirt.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Dig a hole.
And they
dig
they,
a hole.
They, like, one person brought, like, a gold vibrator. One girl did.
Wait, what?
We talked about it on the podcast a while back. I think this is
the
same
revenue
that they basically said, we're going to sell you nothing. But it was in the guise of, like, something. But they straight up said, this is nothing. You're getting nothing.
Right.
And they sold
it's
so
empty
much.
Box.
They sold so many of this nothing that they're like, we have so much money. We each get, like, $18,000, and then they published what they spent the money on. It was all frivolous stuff. Like, one woman bought a $10,000 gold vibrator.
Right, yeah. Like, the first year, because they do this around Christmas.
Yeah.
And the first year they did it, they said, like, Tiffany got it for me, and they gave me a 1x1x1, a 1 cubic centimeter of coal. They were like, here you go, sir. You can have one piece of coal. And it was really funny. But they also were like, oh, here's a card that has your name on it, too. So I'm like, that's funny. Then you can just throw it in the set, and it... And I thought it was pretty funny.
They also put out literally an instant rebate, so that when you opened your pack of cards, it gave you an actual dollar.
Yep. Yeah, I got the dollar as well.
In return.
Yep.
You're right, though. The last year they did a holiday hole. We're just going to dig a hole. Some people gave him $100,000.
They were still digging it.
Just to dig a hole. They called it the holiday hole.
Oh, right.
In the year before they sent poop? Did they send, like, box of poop?
I don't know, but it's fucking cool. So I'm glad they did this, too.
They've also trademarked the term fake news. So that nobody can use it. So they can have all these shirts that say fake news and stuff like that if they want. Which is pretty...
I like an article that says, we're going to build a giant pointless hole.
Well, it's all... It's interesting because it's their PR plan, but it's a pretty cool one. Like, the game is ridiculous and over the top, and they said, well, we're just going to be ridiculous over the top.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
True.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, what do you know about the World Cup 2018?
I know the U.S. is out,
but I also know...
that Italy's out for the first time in 60 years, which that must have made a lot of people upset. But I also know that Peru is in. They beat...
Iceland is in.
They beat New Zealand to make it in, and the Peruvians are probably pretty happy. So I think even though Italy's sad and USA's sad, there's still going to be these teams that come in there. The Peruvian team, who are like... this is our chance to show the world, and maybe they'll play good, and that's cool. I like that. I'm excited again.
Does the Peruvian team lose to like one of the top seeds by 8 goals or 9? What's the over under on this?
Yeah,
6.5 is the over under.
Yeah, Italy's out is pretty big news.
So they got booted out, and the last time they were not in was in 1958.
Did they just not make it in, or were they kicked out for like political reasons? Because they fuck Catalonia.
They were beaten.
Much like the U.S., they didn't qualify.
Yeah, they didn't qualify. So
okay, that's interesting.
They couldn't beat Ghana or something like that.
Portugal.
Hey, we couldn't beat an island with like 12 people.
I know
the island's got like 12 people on it. We're like, you guys.
They
win,
put them all out on the field and they still lost.
There was like a 90-year-old woman in goal. We couldn't get anything by her.
So. This article says several familiar figures fell short. Italy, Netherlands, United States, Chile, Ghana, and Cameroon.
Wait. Netherlands are out too?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know, it's going to be a weird.
Where's the big orange? Where's the orange, Ryan?
I always loved the orange. I was like, they're cool, and if I had to wear clothing that is orange, that's cool too, because I like orange, so it's like my style team, you know. That's crazy.
Since Adam's still talking about politics, thanks, Adam.
I'm not. Like, okay.
Isn't it weird that there's like almost a full-on civil war in Spain? Like, Spain is a Western country. What do you think would happen here if, like, Louisiana and Mississippi were like, you know what, fuck this. They did it once before. They're like, fuck this. We got nothing in common with you guys. We like to beat our fucking kids and teach them some respect. We like to marry our cousins. And we like to fucking grow crops and tobacco. So, fuck you, U.S. We're going to start our own country. What do you think would happen here? Because the same thing is basically happening in Spain.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
I find it weird. And it has a soft spot in my heart, because when I play my old-timey games, Catalonia is one of my regions of what becomes Spain that I like to start in. It's Aragon at that time. It's pretty awesome.
I don't know. People would care.
Just don't take Florida.
No, people might not care, but the government would definitely care, right? Yeah. The government's like, this is going to break us up. We're stronger together, blah, 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 blah. It's weird.
It'd be like a snowball effect. Once one or two are like, yeah, we're going to secede and leave, there's other states that are going to just follow.
I just think it's weird.
Like, yeah, we'll be our own too.
It's a weird thing that I don't think is as far off as people might think.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think these things clearly happen because you go back in history, stuff happens, and this is one of those things. But it happens at that frequency of, like, you know, every generation or every two or three generations. So it's infrequent enough for when it happens.
Due.
You're like, this never happens.
What you're saying is we're due. I like it.
Hey, yeah, <that's> true. But it might be another 100 years. Who knows? But it could happen.
or it could be a couple months because the first 12 months of the presidency has been weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, I was just curious what you guys thought, because for a while, you know, there was that whole Quebecian thing. Quebec wants to always fucking get out away from, secede from France, from Canada. And I wonder if Canada would be like, all right, cool. Countries are usually not like, cool, go ahead, take some land. We don't care.
We'll just take Minnesota from the United States and...
Because they're French. They speak French.
No, I mean the rest of Canada, not Quebec. They can fucking...
Oh, the rest of Canada. We'll be part of Manitoba.
Yeah.
Minnesota would be tricky because we're kind of like in the middle.
Landlocked.
And California probably is the easiest one to say, you know, draw a line here and... You know, on the other side, there's an ocean. It's all good.
I wonder what California's...
And we're not exactly landlocked. We've got access to the Atlantic.
Yeah, as long as we pay states to get through.
Homage.
We'll go on the Canadian side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's international water on the Canadian side.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what California's GDP is as percentage of the United States.
It's like 54%.
No, it's not that high.
I bet it's a lot, though.
It's a lot, though. Like...
54 seems that, a bit high, but I bet it is a lot.
I think their GDP, if they stopped paying taxes, would kick the rest of us. Like, it would hurt the rest of the country a lot. So
our GDP in 2015 was 18 million?
Trillion.
18 trillion. California's is 2.5 trillion. So
7.6.
Yeah, that's like 8% about of our GDP. Like, we're not going to be like, yeah, just go ahead and secede. Fuck you. Like, that's not going to happen. Texas would be another big one, and they're pretty close to like 1.6 trillion.
Yeah.
I think that's why when Trump started threatening about sanctuary cities, and LA was like, fuck you, we're going to do whatever we want because all we have to do is say, no, you're not getting our taxes. And
that's like a war.
It is, but...
If you say that, that's like a war.
I agree, but look at what he... Yeah, look at what the shit that he's pulling, though.
Man, Adam's just so far into fucking politics these days, we can't even talk
about it. He is, man. Look at... Jesus. I know.
Don't get me started.
You can't even see past your own rage.
Hulk smash.
For once in your life, Hulk, don't smash.
Right, exactly.
Dave, do you got your fucking new segment you want to introduce? I'm ready to talk about this shit.
Yeah, no one ever said anything about the name. I thought the name was pretty good.
I liked your name. That's why I went with
it. I liked your name, too.
Thank you, but I got nothing from it, Ryan. So Ryan, I expected you to say, like, oh, that's a good name, man. Nice play on words, you know.
Ryan was actually complaining about the fact that we were limiting it.
So introduce the segment, tell us what we're talking about, and then go from there. And
I have dubbed Alteration Incantation. Basically, you would take one D&D spell and change one letter of it to make a different spell, usually with hilarious results. Except for Ryan, who let a computer do all the work of his.
That's true. That's
Ryan just exactly all like, computer, true. Make funny words.
I like how he said, not okay, exactly Ryan, true.
I will do that for you.
I did use the computer a little to help.
And be a random thing, Chris randomly took the spell Misty Step, but Ryan said, like, I want to do more spells. I like to make funnier things.
So we just did more spells.
Right.
So whatever you got tonight... give a couple of them, and we'll start there. It'll be fun. Yeah.
And if you can, just besides the name, kind of tell us what it does, because that's the fun. Because a robot cannot make things that great, Ryan. So go ahead, Ryan.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Hit me up with some.
Following the directions.
Give me a couple.
I have a whole bunch, but I have a couple that I'll do that have a similar category. Okay, so like one of the things that I think are interesting are spells that produce, you know, like create, like improvements on create food, you know, create food and water. Okay. Why are you fucking with me in the background there, boys?
I'm just sitting here listening.
Not you. I'm not. Word. My finger is pointing at those guys.
Yeah, you well, you're pointing. You're pointing.
All right. Anyways, somewhere. So Misty Step becomes Minty Stew. Which, of course, produces a very delicious minty stew.
Well, Ryan,
let's allow it. Let's allow it.
You changed the rules.
You changed two.
No, no,
okay.
I did.
Two letters.
One, okay. One letter per word. I made it very clear in my email.
No.
It was one letter per spell.
This is an exercise in creativity and fun. So let's allow it, all right?
I'll allow it.
So hang on. Okay. What is it? What is the first one?
Minty stew.
Ooh, delicious minty stew. All right.
But it's not nearly as good as Chill Touch, which becomes Chili Pouch, which is generates a pouch filled with chili. Delicious.
I think you're grasping on that one.
No, that's a good one. Chili Pouch
great.
Is a good one. That's one. All right. That's one from each letter. Word. Huh? That's pretty cool.
And then you have Bass Meal, which is, of course, a meal.
I think Ryan was hungry when he did this.
What is Bass Meal off of?
That's off of Mass Heal. And then finally in my food selection there is the Lime Shop. So if you want to produce a shop that can sell you limes, you can take Time Stop and turn it into a lime shop. So that's my food category.
Good job. I like it. I'm hungry too.
Ugh.
All right. Anybody else want to go that followed the rules?
I have one.
Okay, Adam. Get out of here.
I have one.
Yep.
The spell, I will only go to the original rules that I was thought was right.
I sent clearly the suggestion, which was not denied, that one
Our
letter per word.
It's fine. Suggestion. It's fine. Right. We've already talked about how amazing everything is.
Okay.
I would say...
Don't let him get you down, Ryan. Don't let him get you down.
All right. We got second level abjuration spell known as Arcane Lock turns to Arcane Jock.
All right. What does it do?
What does it do?
Be one of two things. But I think you cast a spell and you get a ghost runner.
A ghost runner?
Yeah, okay. Like you're playing baseball and you get Arcane Jock. Ghost runner.
It's a very limited spell, but I like it.
So is Minty Stew, but
that's true. Good job, Adam. I like your Arcane Jock.
I didn't want to go too pornographic on that one because
we could protect your balls. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Like that's plus the other five one armor too. To your nutsack or something.
You could go that direction as well.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right,
Dave. Come on. You got one for Misty Step.
Oh, of course I do. I have two because that's where I concentrated all my efforts because that was what the directions were.
Yep.
So Misty Step became Misty Stew. So this incantation, you know how it kind of gets misty out and kind of it's like damp and all that? It creates a stew in a pot that's just kind of like damp air. So it's a really light meal for those people who are on a diet.
It's minty and light now.
The second one I came up with is an incantation that you cast on someone else called Musty Step. So as they're taking steps, they leave this kind of musty smell behind. Very easy for it to be able to track them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it's find them in the wilderness.
Utilitarian, I like it.
Yep. So especially you get, you know, your shifter dog, Karth or whatever, he can sense it and smell it. And just, you know, follow that musty smell.
All right. So, I like it.
What I got?
I did not go off Misty Step because Ryan's last email made it imperative that we not do just one spell. So I got two variations of two spells. All right. The first one is pretty simple. It's a simple spell called Date. Now, it's based off Gate. You cast it on someone.
That one's too easy.
Hang on, it gets better. They immediately must date you.
See.
And then, hang on. You, once the date has been successful, you vary it to mate, and they must mate with you.
See, I had just a note, there's one called Jump is changed into Hump, and Hex is changed into Sex. I think you should add those to your spell book, too, because I think they
work
well together.
I could, because that's the type that they are. Now, the other one is a money-making endeavor. First, you cast Cone of Gold in order to make yourself some money. Okay. That's off Cone of Gold, of course. And then,
but it's only a conical shaped form of gold.
You got to sell. But the thing is, then you cast cone of sold, so whoever has to buy that conical shaped thing of gold, they immediately have to purchase it from you. So it's just a money making endeavor and then a sex endeavor. That's I'm all about the bitches and money. You guys know this.
Nice. All right, I like it. All right,
what do you got?
And I am going to. I have a beacon of hope. Third level abjuration has become beacon of nope. Oh. All creatures within range must make a DC 25 wisdom saving throw or nope. They get the hell out of there.
Aww. I like the sound of that one.
I do. That's a good one.
And I have just added one. Power word kill has become power word kilt. A Highlander appears screaming, "There can be only one." He promptly attacks the enemy with his katana while the music of Queen blazes in the background.
That's a good one. I like
they
it.
He will behead the enemy or he will be beheaded, but...
That's a very good one. I was thinking the power word stun would be one that we could probably mess around with pretty good. Yeah. That was the next one that we were going to do, but yeah, that's a good one. I like it. Power words seem easy, you know?
Yep. Under Ryan's weird variation technique, I just come up with one. Prestidigitation becomes transvestigitation. You basically turn someone into the opposite. You turn them into the opposite gender for 44 hours.
However, what if they already identify as the opposite gender?
Right. That's where there's all kinds of saves and variations on that like that.
I like it. Good job. It's sweet. Maybe we'll come back and do some more in the future.
Yeah, I have a whole
couple
bunch.
More.
Can I add one to this pile?
Yes, let me hear it. Let me hear it, Adam. All right. You got some good ones.
So you got the fifth level spell, the enchantment spell, Geese, becomes Bees, B-E-A-S, which is a bunch of old ladies that sit on rockers and knit.
What happens?
They nag you and
just knit. Nobody ever casts a spell. It's like it was a mistake.
Just nag you.
Oh, all right, all right. I like it. Ryan, you have one more that.
Well, I got a bunch.
Well,
but
just pick
one.
I had to pick.
Just a couple more.
Please,
just
let me interrupt. Let me interrupt Ryan as it were my turn to speak. And yep. Along with his food, I'd like Adam's ghee spell to become peas because I want some delicious peas to rain from the sky in a 1 mile radius.
Ooh, that's okay. I like it. I like it.
So in addition, I had a couple that I think sound cool, and so these are two here. I'll go real quick because I like it. So find the path becomes bind thy oath, and what happens is when someone makes an oath. Like I swear that I will avenge you, you can cast Bind Thy Oath, and it gives them bonuses while they're seeking their mission to achieve their oath. Which is fucking tight, by the way. And then
no, we're not done with this one. I like this one. And the reason I like it is because I think it should be an innate ability everybody has but can only use once when they're dying. So if you're dying, somebody's like, avenge me. He's like, I swear I'll avenge you. And then you cast Bind Thy Oath, you die, and then your oath is avenged.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then another one is Spare the Dying, is Snare the Lying. So this is sort of a zone of truth type thing where you like, but it's, you know, a little bit more physical where those who are lying are suddenly trapped, you know, like, ha-ha!
Cool, I like
it. And Dave, if you allow it, I have three humorous ones, and then I'm done.
Three humorous ones. Dave, too, do you have any more?
I do have some.
Yeah. All see, right. I'd like they could be humorous, Ryan. Okay.
So, Bane becomes Cane. It's for your older adventurer who has trouble walking.
Okay. Nice. Boom.
Just
I like
cost
it.
Cane.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh. What if it's spelled with a K?
Well, then yeah, it's Master Cane.
Watching Kane comes around and like.
Or what about sugar? Delicious. Ooh.
Can Kane or can Bane just be Bane and then Bane appears? He's like, oh,
oh. Yeah. So the lowercase B becomes a capital B.
Yeah.
Another one I had: bestow curse becomes bestow purse for all the ladies out there.
All right,
they got their own little bag.
So sexist. I want a purse.
Well, yeah, we call it a man satchel.
So. That works.
Go ahead, Ryan. I got a couple more I'm still thinking of right now.
All right. So, Tensor's floating disk is Tensor's bloating dick.
Ryan.
There's
a line. We were trying not to cross the line.
No, that was very well within the line. And then there's one called Mass Healing Word becomes Bass Heaving Lord. So it summons a lord who takes bass and he heaves them at people.
You love your bass. What's with your bass?
Bass is just funny. And then finally, Color Spray becomes Colon Spray, which is rather disgusting, but effective.
Yeah, I also have Colon Spray.
Acceptable. Acceptable.
I got the two other ones that I really, really like. Arcane Gate becomes Arcane Date. You summon a lavish dinner with entree, wine, and appetizers, along with soft jazz band and servants to accompany the mood. It's basically Ryan's character who always wants to woo every woman. Would be like, hey, all of a sudden this like thing, and she's like, ooh, that's very intriguing.
That's nice.
That's a good spell.
Afterwards, I suggest Arcane Mate.
Right, exactly. And then I have, because I thought about something that changing spells into things that we, at time from time, you would let us know that we might be coming across, like when we got poisoned by Drow like 27 times but never bought antitoxin, Time Stop becomes Time Shop. Basically, a temporal general store appears where that would have basically the goods of a normal store plus, you know, an X amount of random magical items, and time stops and you go, huh, okay, oh shit, we're in trouble, let's buy a bunch of anti-vials of toxin, drink these up real quick, and
that's good. I like it a lot.
That's very good, and it would be very
also
good.
I'll
you're spike like, yeah, you're just on the boat and going like, did anybody buy healing potions?
Right.
No, fuck shit, we're also, on the fucking boat.
Also, smite becomes smote. Basically, you cast Smite 3 rounds ago.
It's past tense.
Yeah, you cast it, and it goes.
Well, already
you go
that.
Back in time, yeah, and Smite has been cast on this guy 3 rounds ago. Nice. So.
Cool, I like it. Good job. That was fun.
Nice work.
Maybe we'll.
There's so many more that we could do.
That's cool. So, think of them and write them down.
So I did. I did write a program that basically shifted every letter with the letters of the alphabet, and then checked to see if it existed in the English dictionary, and then generated them all, which is kind of fun.
Whatever. And don't say kind of fun. You fucking got off doing it. You
I got off.
Oh, yeah.
But what I found was interesting
to make myself more creative.
It's amazing. I love it.
Then there was. You guys are very mean, except for Chris. Chris is an exception.
I didn't say anything.
I found one spell that exists that already can be transferred into another spell that already exists. So this I just think
really?
Interesting. Like Tree Stride and True Strike, with one letter change in each word, can be transferred between. So Tree Stride can be Trump True Strike, and True Strike become
cool.
Tree Stride.
That's neat.
So I think that's an interesting.
I found the variation Fireball, you change one letter, it becomes Firewall. And Wall of Fire, you change one letter, it becomes Ball of Fire.
Yeah, there's tons of walls, fires, flame, right. You know what I mean? Like,
so like a Fireball becomes a Ball of Fire, and a Fireball becomes a Firewall. So it does exactly the same thing.
Okay.
That's true.
And we have to point out, this is the ones we came up with that we didn't repeat after on Tuesday, when we just came up with a bunch of them that were really funny and we talked about. So that's good. Good job. Cool. Ryan, who's my secret Santa, man? I want fireworks.
Oh, let me send you. I'm sending you emails now. How do I do this?
So this year, we usually, for Christmas, we usually buy each other gifts. And it's fun and it's interesting. And people get random stuff. Adam gets everybody soap, and it's awesome and annoying.
Everybody loves my soap.
And this year we decided we'll try it for the first time. We'll do randomly one person. And Ryan has come up with a program that will make fireworks and secretly send each of us a text that has who we are buying for this year. And he assures us he has not set it up so that he gets out all the presents.
Yes. I wrote it such that I don't know what people got. But the program, I wrote the program to verify that everybody got picked. And it didn't say Ryan was the recipient all the time.
Sure.
And there's a company called CloudNet that I had their AI software take care of figuring it out. So if you click on the email I sent, there should be a link that will tell you
Ooh.
Who you're
Email.
Tell me if it works. If it doesn't work, let me know.
Wait, it's an audio file?
It's an audio file.
So don't play it, otherwise we'll hear each other's.
Well, don't play it with your audio shared. Listen to it on your headphones.
Because I listen to it.
Got you. Oh, wait, mine's me? I can't be me.
Congratulations,
well, it's
Chris.
To you. It's your, the name. The file is named so that it goes to the right person.
I know, but it's, you have been it's selected like, you are a Santa recipient of this.
Okay, cool. And all I got to say is one of you is going to have a really good Christmas this year.
Oh, shit, there's going to be dicks everywhere.
I hope you like dicks everywhere.
And wait a minute, is it a custom calendar of Christmas all just bare-chested in oil?
Oh, my God, you're totally getting that. You don't even know. Even if I didn't get you as a Secret Santa, you're getting that.
See, I'm really good at ideas.
Hey, but just as a note, we're also putting the women in this, so your wife is responsible for that corresponding wife as well. So,
yep. It actually says that.
Yep.
I know, but I wanted the people that didn't hear that to know. And to be sure that we didn't miss anything.
Why is there an MP?
Jesus Christ.
You haven't clicked it yet, Adam?
Is he like 10 seconds behind us or 10 minutes behind us? God damn, now I gotta start taking oiled pictures. Fuck you, fucker.
But you better make them fucking great, man. It better be like, you know, here's the Christmas one where you just got mistletoe over your dick, and then the Thanksgiving one you got a turkey over. Basically, you're just holding things over your dick.
The 12 months of Chris.
Oh,
right.
Oh man, that's fucking
Valentine's
amazing.
Day, the heart, fucking Arbor Day, fucking a tree.
I wonder if my mom will take this the wrong way when I give her this calendar. Like, what the fuck? I've seen your dick before when you were a baby. Stop showing me.
As long as there's firefighters on it, I don't think she'll care.
She's like, your dick looks the same as what it did when you were a baby.
Everything's grown except for your penis. What the hell?
This is not the sun I remember.
Oh, that's awesome. I love
it. Ryan, so this is what you've been doing. Have you been doing this at work? When you're supposed to be ping-ponging?
I did this in my free time, which is very minimal, but I should be ping-ponging more at work, but yeah.
Yeah, you can't say he did, otherwise fucking Dell will own the rights to this program, and when it goes fucking crazy.
Also, did you finish Stranger Things in your free time?
No, I have not. I didn't have enough.
Too busy writing programs. He wrote like 5 programs this week. Hey, and by the way, good job, Ryan. I like that. It didn't have fireworks, but it had an audio file, which was cool and awesome. So good job.
I can't play the audio file. I don't
of course
know
why. You can't.
Why?
Voice
because
well.
He's fucking Adam.
Open up with Windows Media Player. That'll work.
Or do it on your phone.
I deleted Windows Media Player. That shit is corrupted.
He deleted
Open
Windows.
Open it on your phone. That's what I did. I opened my email on the phone.
He
and
somehow has
right
half
on.
Linux, half Windows on his computer. He doesn't know what the fuck he is.
I don't know what the fuck it works. Makes me want to download something.
It's like an MP3. Like, I think YouTube will play it.
And you'd be correct.
I didn't know that's what I'm saying.
Can you send it to me again?
I can.
Just kidding.
That's funny. He's like my grandma.
He is. It's awesome.
So I was doing a bunch of math at school, and these guys are so slow. That's
pretty good. So, all right. So what else have you got? Anything else this evening?
Yeah. Come on, Dave, man. You got to have something.
Well, okay, there's a couple things. One is with Justice League coming out tomorrow, so we're kind of circling back a little bit. You know, over the last year, Batfleck has been kind of waffling on, I want out as Batman, no, I want to stay as Batman. Rumor now is he wants to gracefully exit. He doesn't want to, you know, he just wants to have a good exit. The new rumor is for this new Batman trilogy that's being developed, Jake Gyllenhaal is kind of the lead actor that they're thinking for Batman.
Okay, so what's your best, and this is for everybody, what's your best way they transition? Is it just another Batman start over, or is it like, let's do Dark Knight stuff, or let's do turn over the mantle or what the fuck? Because it's too quick. I'm sorry.
I think right. Yeah, and I think with this new trilogy, he wants it more to be, you know, Batman Noir type stuff, more detective type work than action type work. So it's going to have a different feel to it. But it, to your point, it seems too soon when you're just trying to really bring together the DC movie universe. You know, if you want to do more Justice League movies, what are you going to do?
Right, right. It's like if after the first Civil War, they're like, Tony Stark got changed to a different character. You're like, that's just, it's, right. We're not ready for it yet. It's too soon. Like,
right.
Yeah, for a major character. I mean, like they did it with War Machine, right? But no one really cares.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That was fine. You got Don Cheadle's weight. Don Cheadle's, like, I think better than the original guy. So
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, he's not crazy.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, they haven't talked about, like, any multiple universes or any of that weird stuff. Like, if they had already had that weird stuff in there, you could, you know.
That's true. Like, that's true.
You could do it then.
Yeah, I feel you're like, right. You're right. They could actually transition it with, like, Flash or something or a different universe. Yeah, I could see that. Right. Okay.
Like, okay. Flash, they can do it with, like, Harrison Wells. They can keep that character around, except, like, one Earth 1's Harrison Wells is dead. He is done. He is gone. He's been gone for years. But they can bring in Earth 2 version, Earth 22, you know, cyborg version. They could bring in, like, Apple, like, Steve Jobs version. They can bring in all the versions.
Well, and that's what's nice, is, like, the TV universe is already established. The multiverse for the DC characters. And, I mean, that's how Flash got to know Supergirl.
Yep.
But, you know, in the movie universe, they haven't done anything. They've flat out said, our universe is separate. And so it's going to be weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot. In the TV show, they called him something. What did they call him? When you go to a different universe, your something is there. I forgot what they called it. Fuck.
Basically, your doppelganger.
Maybe they just call it doppelganger. I think that's maybe what they talked about. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting, but the extreme end is Rick and Morty, where they're like, "Why are you worried about your sister? You have a billion sisters. Just we'll go get a new one. Fuck her if she dies."
Right.
We'll get a better one.
Right. Yeah. This summer of this universe has been dead. Sorry about that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, if. Yeah, we've literally had one movie and now a second movie coming out. Like, and you're like, I'm kind of done with this. It's like,
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't
is?
Feel good about the Fleck on that because he. It almost feels like he should finish his job.
Right.
Like that's what I feel like. Finish your job, dude.
So what do you
like,
think that
do
is?
Do your job.
Do you think that's
I think he didn't
pressure?
Understand the. Yeah, I think he didn't understand the rigors of. What it takes to play that role.
No,
just wants to go back to being fat.
This man was in Reindeer Games. He did all kinds of cool shit in that movie.
Right. I think the bad vibes, like the shit
that
got talked to.
Yeah, because that got super negative feedback from fans. I could see that really affecting you.
Sad.
I think that's it.
And there is a scene where Batman killed Darkseid in a comic, but then simultaneously they both killed each other. You know, if they work something out like that, because then basically he would die, and then the main bad guy that they're building up for Justice League and 2, you know, down the way, you know, died, you know, then it would be like, that would be cool, but in the comic books it wasn't. It was way better written than I think they have a chance of writing it in these movies.
Couldn't they just pass it off to, like, Darkwing or...
Darkwing Duck? Nightwing?
Nightwing.
Mm-hmm. If they would have introduced those characters.
Right, that's what they were saying. They haven't organically put something in there that you can just reach for. But, you know, it's really weird, because I think his Bruce Wayne is good. I think it's fine. I mean, I don't hate it at all. And then his Batman is just... Batman's Batman. He's fucking in a cowl and he does shit.
Do people dislike him as Batman, or have they just liked the show?
I don't
know. Period.
That's a good question.
I don't know. You know.
I think it was kind of split. I think it was there were some people who just did not like Batman versus Superman because of the tone and some
Martha.
Of the ridiculous and the writing. But then there were some people who just, I don't think they could see this brooding Batman. They had trouble with it. They had trouble with this darker Dark Knight.
That wasn't the Fleck.
That was character.
That was the way he was supposed to portray him. I'm sure.
Right. But you got to remember, some people are just going to not link that. They're going to say, "Well, this is his portrayal. This is him. Oh, this is him as Batman."
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, and we can't say that he's above. I doubt very much that he's above caring about criticism. He's in the public eye, and he's a fucking actor. Not everybody can be as cool as us and be like, "Fuck what other people think." God damn you.
Well, at the same time, he's had drug and alcohol addiction that he's fighting. He's going through a divorce, right?
Is he still with Jennifer Garner? That could be all
playing a role too. So
I'm not sure about that. But he was like us when he first, like, when he was started out, when he did the Mallrats commentary, and was all like, "Fuck this! Me and Chuck Sheen are gonna be doing this and Jaws 5 and shit like that." And it was super funny. And it was like he was just a regular guy, but then. When your job is to be a certain kind of person and money becomes... Like, Ryan acts like a different person with us than he does at work. Everybody does.
No.
Ryan, like, look at him. Ryan is, like, at work, you know, he pays attention and, like, listens to his other coworkers when they're talking, does not scan magic cards, you know, stuff like that.
I'm pretty much the same. I just swear less.
Yeah, but you scan magic cards?
Talk about work stuff more. I don't scan magic cards.
Right, they're like, "Hey, Ryan, could you do this for us?" And, like, "I'm busy.
I work at work.
I'm busy scanning magic cards." But this is kind of like a second job for you right here, right? I heard you get paid via a Patreon page.
I wish.
Answer Adam's question. No, they divorced this year. Him, Ben Affleck, and what's her name? Fucking
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. They were like, I think they're married for like 15 years, and they divorced this year. So that's got to be a kind of a toll as well, right? That's a family fuck. I can see all this adding up and being kind of a fuck storm.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I hope that if this movie does well and he is given some accolades, that maybe will help him feel better about, like, this is not going to change his life maybe, but like I do feel bad that he got shit on for the last one, I guess, and it would be nice if this one does okay and he also gets some of that, because I feel like he got a pretty sorry end of the stick last time, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not a vacuum. He's got three kids and they're joint custody, and he's got a wife that's no longer with him. It's weird. It's weird shit. So I can see him being like, "This isn't important to me anymore. I want something else."
Right.
All right.
Yeah, and that's tough, man, because it's like you think all of a sudden you're like, "Oh shit, here it is, the motherfucking golden goose, the franchise that'll make me set forever," and then all of a sudden you're like, "Oh shit, this is not going the way I want it to go and people don't like it." Because Robert Downey Jr. came in, he's all like, "Okay, Iron Man, you know, this is pretty cool, I like that I'm doing this," and all of a sudden it just started, alright, this made how much money? Oh, this made $1 billion. Oh, okay, and I got 9 more of these, and I'm just going to keep making a bunch of them, and going to be making tons and tons of money, and in between I can go and do other stuff that I want to do. They could be crappy movie like The Judge and shit like that.
Yeah. Whatever, what's the movie he did where he was that autistic dude?
Oh.
The Accountant.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, see, they're making a sequel to that movie.
Amy really liked his character. I thought it was fun. You know, not fun, but it was an interesting movie. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was fine.
It was like a action movie that had a character that was a little unique and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You guys want some homework?
What's the homework?
No, I got enough homework.
I'm going to give you some homework, and you're going to have to talk to your spouse for this homework, okay? Which I know is a bitch, but bear with me.
Did you call my wife a bitch? Come
over there. No, you won't. You'll just hurt
my car. I like that Ryan defended it. I mean, like, Ryan defended it and said that just in case she might be the one episode she listens to.
No, she's not going to listen. I know.
Or is she standing right behind him?
Okay, so, and maybe you've already had this conversation with your wife, but I doubt it, but maybe you have. You got one celebrity you can step out of the marriage on, and she does as well. And I want you to share it if possible. Share it next week, and if she's okay, share it with us as well. Make sense?
Yep. I know exactly who, too.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I'm not
make sure she's okay,
Dave,
sharing it on the podcast, because this is going to go out to dozens of people will hear it. So.
She won't care.
Dozens of people that probably know her and already know.
That's true. But I think it'll be interesting.
Weird Al does not count.
Well, it better count, because it's going to. It's going to be Loki for all of them, fuckers.
Just make the question like about that, where it's like, sorry, it can't be Weird Al. Yeah, because then it takes a little bit more thinking.
I don't think it actually would be, honestly. So... we'll see.
I don't know. He's gonna show up tomorrow then, and then she's gonna and you're gonna be like, ha ha! You're gonna make it happen, and then but she's already agreed to the binding contract that she can't do it.
Yeah, you gotta talk her out of it like last minute. Like, you know, that other guy, he's really actually cool and pretty handsome. She's like, you're right. I'll go with him. And then all of a sudden the next day, hey, Merry Christmas, Weird Al's here.
That'd be such a bitch. Just set it up.
That
like
would
that.
Be the cruelest. But also strangest, weirdest, you know, thing you could do.
And if anybody's like, I don't like reducing people to physical ability, like, just say, shut up. Come on. Pretend for a second. Get on our level for a second. Which, granted, is lower than your level, but just get on our level for a second.
Yeah, come on.
That's a hard one, honestly.
Well, you have a whole week to think.
It will be after Ryan. You're done.
Yeah, there's a lot of
celebrities. We've had this conversation.
Well, of course you have. So, no, I'm just kidding. Right.
And he's going to be like, it's someone from the CW. I really don't care.
Hannah's like, Scott from work? Nope. Any other questions?
He's a celebrity, right?
Who's Scott?
He's famous in our
How
office.
How do I not know this man?
All right. Anything else or are we done for the evening?
we could always bring up microtransactions.
Sure, let's do that. You want to talk about EA and shit?
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, they got the lowest, most downvoted comment in Reddit history.
Did you see that fucking AMA? It was ridiculous. Oh, my God, I'm so angry.
So, backstory.
All right, yeah, go ahead and set us up, Dave.
All right, so EA has been developing Star Wars Battlefront 2 for quite some time.
Which looks cool. Sorry,
looks
awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Storyline looks awesome. But, like in the way of a lot of these clicker games that you've seen on your phone or the free-to-play MMOs, they build action philosophy. So you can buy these loot crates. All right.
And loot crates are normal, right? Like
A lot of games are doing it.
But
hang on.
Hold on. All right. So throughout beta testing, people were complaining about these loot crates that they were expensive, that it took a lot of credits to unlock anything. Your main characters, such as Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, seemed to be really behind these paywalls, or you'd have to put in, like, thousands of hours of playtime just to unlock these characters.
Which is ridiculous.
Two iconic characters for Star Wars, right? So people began complaining about it. Last weekend was early release weekend, so if you were on the special EA club, you got to start playing, and again, complaints left and right about this, to the point where right before EA was going to lift their embargo on the reviews for the game to come out, they decided to slash the credit prices by 75% to appease the fans. Still wasn't enough. Fans, again, still bitching, complaining about loot crates. There were government entities, not necessarily here in the States, but overseas,
Belgium,
that were starting to investigate these loot crates as gambling.
Yeah, because they are.
Yep. And saying, this isn't good. Kind of got to wonder. I saw one game reviewer write a tweet earlier today before the news came out about what EA did. He was like, you got to wonder how much flack Disney is getting. They're not necessarily, the producers of the game, but, hey, Disney, have you heard about Star Wars Battlefront 2 being investigated for gambling when you have your Star Wars movie coming out in a month? There's all this backlash against the Star Wars entity. You wonder if they had anything to do with it. But just earlier today, hours before the game gets national release to open to everybody, EA has removed the microtransaction ability from the game. Still, they still reduce the number of hours it takes to unlock a character, but you still have to get everything through actual play achievements instead of bind.
So I saw really? It's suspended. I don't know if it's going to be completely suspended forever, but yeah, that's...
They said at some point you could see the crystals coming back that you can purchase, but for now it's suspended indefinitely.
Sure, yeah.
Which is pretty huge.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to unpack here. So, Adam, what were you going to say?
So initially the game costs $60 to buy, and then they want you to buy loot crates to unlock characters, right?
Everything is unlockable through playtime.
Yeah.
But we're talking thousands of hours of playtime.
Yeah, I think I read 2,320 hours to unlock everything or something.
League of Legends. I think it was like $2,100 just to unlock all the characters.
Yeah. Yes, it was like
every little thing. $2,100, like U.S. dollars.
Yep, and so the main difference here between League of Legends and what's the game you used to play, Dave, where they had crates you got, fucking shooting game.
Oh, Overwatch?
Overwatch had loot crates, but the main difference is those are all cosmetic, basically.
Yes.
Yep. These things are basically pay to win. You get better shit. You know?
The other thing is, League of Legends is a free game to play.
That's true.
Unless you want to advance your characters or get better stuff.
That's actually a big deal. I agree, Adam, because it's one thing to say, hey, if you want to play all the stuff, you got to give us some money. You've paid zero. And you've played a lot. And it's another thing to say you paid $60 and you don't have access
for a full game experience, but we're not going to give it to you unless you pay more.
Right. I mean, I think it's a slight overreaction. Like, I don't know that it deserved to be the largest downvoted comment ever. Like, it wasn't outrageous. But I think it was, pent up, hey, this microtransaction shit's annoying as fuck. And don't try to tell us it's anything other than a way to make money.
That's part of it. But if you read the comments from the developers, it was completely dodging any of these questions and stuff and just being like, our experience has been you can unlock it faster. And they're like, no, you can't. Here's our numbers. Fuck you. And they wouldn't respond to that, So that's why it was so downloaded.
And I guarantee that it's there are the good guy developers that say, dude, we want people to have fun and play this game. And then there's the corporate entity that says, hey, this is not a game anymore. This is a service. We're trying to provide the Battlefront service.
Yep.
We want to keep people around. It's we want to keep them around because guess what? We're going to drip feed this stuff, and then every 3 months we're going to drop something big on them that you got to pay $10 for, $15, and then guess what? We're going to hit them with something big when the next Star Wars movie comes to keep them playing.
Well, of course. And much of the developers' response when they suspended this tonight was all about, it wasn't our intention to make this, your only option or to really take it this far. It was never our intention, but, we want to be responsible so that's why we're doing this.
And that's what sucks. The guys who play the games also probably who make the games, who actually do the coding and do the graphics and do all that stuff, probably hate this as much as we do.
Yeah, I guarantee
And they're like, I don't want
my
game to
be that way. They were given a directive.
Guaranteed, you're totally right, Dave. The transaction stuff I'm certainly decided by a totally different department than anybody who does any coding. That's here's how we make money, and they're like, okay, cool, yeah, you do that, but, I need to make this lightsaber look cooler. It's kind of flaky right now, so I'm going to go back and do it.
But then think about that. This gets a shitty rap, and then you go on to... Because a lot of those games, they, start real small teams, do all the research, do all the stuff, and then they get really huge to finish the game, and then they taper off again. But so you're going on to... You're not part of the main team. You go on to your next job, and if you're trying to get a job, are they going to be as oh man, you got your part, you were somewhere connected to the largest downvoted Reddit comment in history?
I don't think that's going to be a problem, but I think developers to developer to hiring developer would know, know they're totally disconnected from that portion of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still the shitty part of what if you're talking about your shit out with friends and people
that
are
sucks.
Like,
"That's
you're totally. You're involved with that game. Fuck you and fuck your shitty game."
I agree.
It's actually really depressing for those people, I'm sure, because they might feel proud of what they did, and then people are gonna shit on them, and that sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, and with loot boxes, it's funny. China has a law in place about loot boxes, that when you see the loot box, you basically can hover over it, and it will tell you the percentages of what is your chances of getting things in it, because it's like, you need to know the percentages of getting things. Like, it's like, it is 100%, like, it's by law. That's so cool. It's funny that you can go and see, the percentages, like, for League, where it's like, oh, cool, it's like, odds of you getting a skin shard before the last update was like 45.135% and stuff like that.
That's cool. I think one of the big reasons why there was outrage is because of the gambling aspect. So people spend a lot of money on this. I mean, CSGO, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive had this big issue a while back too, where there was this place called like CSGO Roulette. And you would basically bid your items, which are worth real-world money. People will pay, like, $80 for this skin or whatever. And you bid it, and you put it all in, and then it fucking roulettes it. And whoever wins takes everything. And I used to watch this guy, Phantom Lord, do... He doesn't even stream anymore because he was putting in thousands of dollars worth of skins and shit just to try to win more and stuff. You could definitely see it was a real gambling thing. You know, it hits the gambling sensors, it gives when you win, stuff like everything, like basically a slot machine, except for it's geared towards kids, and that's where they have the problem.
Uh-huh.
Put in real money, you get fake shit back, and you're a kid, so you want to keep doing this.
And look at this cool thing, I can get another cool thing. Mm-hmm.
And all the kids I know in my life, granted there's not that much, that are like 10 or older, like the main thing they want is like iTunes gift cards or gift cards so they can put them into these games kind of thing, which is
seriously?
They put a lot of real money into this shit, and that's why they make so much money, and that's why they tried to do this model, because it makes so much goddamn money.
Yeah, that is.
So you can't even really blame them, honestly. In a way.
No, can't blame him for trying.
I mean,
I don't think anybody's buying the game now, though.
Oh, it'll do fine, I'm sure.
It looks cool. I'd love to play it.
And I played the beta that was like out a few weeks ago, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just look in the commercials.
People are saying the storyline is awesome.
That's cool. Right. Which is too bad for
people will play.
God. Hello. But God bless America. That's what I got to say.
That's not America.
The searches basically for the game went way up in response to the controversy, so they actually may come out ahead based on this.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, like, they may get a lot of attention, you know, because of the outrage, and then people will see that they did something about it, and they might be like, well, that game did look pretty cool, I'm going to probably give it a try, I might ask for that for Christmas, and, like, they actually might do pretty good. Yeah,
it's cool, though, because this is a thing that's going to get worse and worse. Microtransactions in games is a big thing, and this is kind of like a cautionary tale for other developers. I mean, EA is always the worst. Everyone says they're always the worst, and people hate it. Same thing with the whole, and we talked about it before, but you might be able to explain it again, why people hate pre-orders so much for these games. They're like, don't pre-order the games, fuck them. But most games are like...
You mean alpha?
Here's the game, and eventually we'll give you some more content, which probably should have been in the game originally, but we'll make you pay for that content as well. It's just, you know, it's very commonplace. Yeah. So,
but there'll be a backlash. If there's enough people that don't like it at all, there'll be a handful of game studios that'll say, we're going to release all content, you know, all DLC is, you know, 99 cents, or, you know, they'll have some real reasonable thing. And then some people will buy that who really care, and other people will decide they don't care that much.
Yeah. Blizzard gives away all their maps for free for Overwatch, does all that stuff. All maps, anything that affects games is free. It's just the costumes, and then they put a bunch of work into the costumes, so it looks really, really cool. So you're like, I want to look super cool when I play.
Right.
This is my main. I main this guy. I want to have this fucking really cool costume, so when I play, people see that. You know, this. I put a lot of work into this guy.
Right, and if you play it 10 hours a week and that's what you want to do and you want to put some money into it because that's what you get your entertainment, fine, that's cool, go for it. But as long as it doesn't affect the play. And that's kind of what annoyed me a little bit on some of the League skins, where it changes abilities kind of, so you can't even see it very well. Like the Lux skin, where I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She's translucent, I can't even see what's happening.
Yeah, the particle stuff, it was really rough.
It's neat.
But on the Star Wars tip plus the spell tip, I have one more before I go. Conjure Fae. I have now Conjure Ray. It summons a heroine from Jakku, who's good at absolutely everything. She can use a lightsaber, she can use the Force, and she comes and helps you do battle.
Dave, I've seen this power once before. I didn't know enough to have it scare me before. That movie comes out, that'd be cool. Are we good now? Are we good? Party thoughts about all this stuff?
Good.
That was good one, Dave. Good job bringing that up.
Nice work.
Okay, cool. We'll be done for the week. GeeksNextDoor, ftw@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor is our Facebook page. Patreon.com/expensivesciencebaby is how we pay for the funding or the hosting and shit. So send us some shekels. That's it. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Aquamakers.